Well, we're getting closer. August 21st, 2017. And if you want to know why the world is cray-cray right now, just listen to this podcast. Podcast 655, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Eclipse craziness. Begin in 3, 2, 1. So yeah, I am planning on heading to Carbondale, Illinois for the big total eclipse of the sun on August 21st, 2017. Now, I never do commercials for the Bob Davis podcast, but I'm going to do one now. As you know, I have been traveling a lot lately. I hit the air show. I went to Sturgis just last week. And fuel and Komodo Dragon coffee funds are low. So I'm going to go ahead and take a leap of faith and spend my cash to go to this eclipse. Fortunately, it's fairly close. It's in Carbondale. So for me, it's south out of Minnesota, down through Iowa to Missouri, and then over at around St. Louis. I will be going back roads. I think the highways are going to be packed. I think a lot of people are going to be going to this because I think this eclipse is going to be an important social event to be there for. And of course, my best friend Steve and I did this. I think it was it feels like there was a partial eclipse of the sun in sometime in the 70s, 79 or something. I don't remember, but we definitely had all of our equipment and our Polaroids and our weird mirrors and stuff like that in order to watch it. So we're going to recreate that experience. And I'm just going to just come right out and tell you, as far as it being a social event, that I think there's going to be a lot of people on the road. I think there's going to be a lot of activity, and I'm going to need donations. So already, there have been a few. Want to thank Wayne Nelson for sending me $25, and there are others, people who've bought T-shirts, and yes, I'm going to send them out. I keep forgetting to do that. I'm so sorry. But as I head out, donations to the PayPal donate window at thebobdavispodcasts.com are going to really be appreciated on this trip. And in order to donate, what you do is you click on that big yellow donate button, and a dollar, $5, $25, $250 million if you won the lottery would be great. And if you have a business, this is a more important lesson, and I probably should have put this up front, but I'll just say it. I'm offering sponsorship packages for the eclipse coverage of the BobDavisPodcasts.com. And I'm going to tell you, if you're a businessman, businesswoman, these podcasts are going to spike. And how do I know that? Well, number one, I'm an analytics freak. But secondly, I noticed the Sturgis and the Airshow podcast spike, the Jason Lewis podcast spike. These are podcasts that have destination content. And when you're going to go to something like this, it's something that people want to hear. So if you're sponsoring it, it's an opportunity for you to get your message out. If you listen to podcasts, you know how I take care of my clients, and you also know how much passion I have for podcasting as a medium. And if you're interested in sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts, Eclipse Podcasts, all you got to do is just message me through thebobdavispodcast.com, and I'll get right back to you. No contracts. It's a one-shot deal, one or two spots. And if I had one or two or three sponsors for these podcasts, it'll be great. And again, I'm going to say it, it's one of the reasons I have so much passion for podcasting and podcasting from Mobile Podcast Command. I think podcasting is a tremendous, untapped, relatively, source for advertising, and I've seen it work so many times with so many clients again and again and again. And, that is especially true when you have a podcaster who is going to the story and a podcaster that knows how to deliver your message. So send me a request and I'll get back to you. Sorry for the length of that. But I'm in Mobile Podcast Command as we speak at an undisclosed location, the garage. And I've just left everything. I left all the package in the vehicle because I don't want to take all this stuff out and then have to put it back in a week. So in podcast time, we have a weekend, and then I'll be leaving again Thursday or Friday of next week or sooner to head to Carbondale, because I kind of think maybe it would be a good idea to get down there and get in position before Monday. And yes, people are going crazy with this. So in order to learn more about the craziness, I turned to the number one source of information in our society today, YouTube, to give you a sample of some of the things that people are saying about the event, it. What is it? And as you'll hear, and as you already know, if you're listening to this podcast, it is a total eclipse of the sun. It's a solar eclipse visible entirely from the United States. According to NASA, there are roughly two total solar eclipses every 3 years or so. So celestially speaking, this is a relatively common event. And of course, each eclipse is different and takes a different path. And what's unique about this eclipse is that it has been something like 38 years since the U.S. saw one like this. And I am told from different sources it's been since 1918 that it has had a path of totality across the United States exclusively. And some people say that the last time anything like this happened was 1776, which of course has everyone all, you know, keyed up. I haven't checked any of that. I'm not so sure any of it is right. I just think people cherry-pick facts for their own reasons. And, you know, even if true, what does it mean? For God's sakes, people, the Great American Eclipse is everything up to and including the beginning of the end.
Truth Unveiled here, and today we're going to be talking about some prophetic signs that are coming up, not just in America, but for the rest of the world. And we're going to be focusing specifically on the Great American Eclipse that's coming up in a few months, and also the 9/23/2017 sign. Am I saying that the rapture is going to be happening? There's going to be some great big event that happens, martial law is going to be declared on 9/23/2017 or any time before then? No, I am not saying any of that. We do not know the day or hour when it comes to judgment, but we know we need to be ready at all times.
Or it has to do with the elusive planet Nibiru, which no one can pronounce, by the way, which is kind of funny unto itself. And this planet, this is a giant planet which should be visible because apparently it's in our atmosphere or coming very close right now. It is the cause of all the quote-unquote chaos that we're supposedly having. Are we having chaos? I don't know. I don't know that I would want to say that the United States is currently embroiled in chaos. I mean, I think that's a stretch. I think it was a lot more chaotic in the 1960s. But in any case, this planet, Nibiru, whatever you say it, however you say it, also called Wormwood, apparently is also imbued with credibility because supposedly it's biblical, but I don't even know if that's true. Suddenly, the religious have become astrologers, and it isn't good.
Hello and welcome back to Planet Nibiru. Today we'll be discussing the upcoming total solar eclipse that will happen on August 17th, 2017. Now, let's take a look at this solar eclipse, which many are saying is the beginning of the end. The eclipse will come before the Great Alignment, which occurs on September 23rd of this year. This is when we will see the alignment spoken about in Revelations 12:1. Revelations 12:1 reads, "And a great sign appeared in the heavens, a woman clothed in the sun, with the moon under her feet and a crown of 12 stars on her head." This is the alignment of Virgo, which will be directly above the moon. According to Revelations, this is when the beginning of the end is to happen, and it describes those times as being like the birth pangs of a woman in labor. On August 21st, 2017, a total solar eclipse will darken the American skies, starting in Oregon and moving across the country's midsection to South Carolina. The shadow will be close to 70 miles wide and divides the country in half. Does this portend evil for the nations according to Scripture? Absolutely. In Revelation 6, which happens just prior to the day of the Lord, the Bible speaks about the sun turning as black as sackcloth. When the moon passes between the earth and the sun, you have a solar eclipse, which can occur totally or partly and obscures the image of the sun for an earth-based viewer.
So yeah, when the eclipse happens, the sun goes dark. Almost goes without saying, it's pretty obvious. And as I said, this happens about 2 to 3 times every 3 years. And these days on YouTube, even the JFK conspiracy theorists have videos with various things being said, which have had titles changed to involve the eclipse, obviously for search engine optimization.
I interact with people involved with law enforcement, including the FBI. I was working on a project with a couple of FBI agents, and we're having lunch one day. We'd gotten to know each other a little bit. And I thought, well, I'll ask this guy the question, what happened with John Kennedy when he was shot?
And then there are the astrologers. These are my favorites. It's all so very complicated. Mercury retrogrades, degrees of angle, conjunctions, squares. Barbara Goldsmith, one of the most earnest, I think, and probably the nicest of all the astrologers, at least she gives us that impression in her videos, at least gives us some dates and of significance and importance on this particular eclipse on August 21st, 2017.
Hello, everybody. On August the 21st, we have got an amazing solar eclipse at 28 degrees and 53 minutes of Leo. Yes, correct. Mercury is going to be retrograde at that time, so I had to just check. So, it's a really amazing eclipse. Well, the first bit of news is that it's the first eclipse since 1918, that's 99 years, that has actually made landfall with the whole of the United States. But more than that, it's the first eclipse since 1776, independence for you Americans, since there was an exclusive eclipse to the United States. So not only did it make landfall all the way across from Pacific to Atlantic, it's only the United States that is actually being penetrated by this eclipse.
Again, celestially speaking, these happen all the time. We're just getting a full view this time. So I don't know that it's that special. But according to these people, all sorts of mayhem is going to ensue after the eclipse. Along that path of the eclipse, terrible things are going to happen. And I suppose, for example, they'll talk about the New Madrid Fault, which is just south of St. Louis, which is still the source of the largest earthquake in relatively modern geological American history. This was sometime in the early 1800s. Nobody lived in St. Louis at the time. There wasn't anybody there except Indians. And this earthquake rang church bells in Boston, according to history. So the New Madrid Fault is close to the path of totality. Now I sound like these people. So they're saying, well, then that means there's going to be a huge earthquake, and it comes down through, the northwest all the way to the southeast, and so there's all sorts of things. But could you crisscross any part of the United States and find fault lines and volcanic areas and things like that? I would imagine that you could. Again, these happen all the time. And like I said, we're just getting a full view this time. Then there are these truly crazy people with whatever their gimmick is to predict the future.
I will use the means of the ancient Babylonian astrology. I am sidereal astrologer because I use the fixed sidereal astronomical Babylonian zodiac, which was used more than 5,500 years ago, and which depicts the real situation of the planets, the stars and constellations on the sky. On the 21st of August 2017, at 2:40 p.m. for Washington, this will be the main, the maximum eclipse point. The people in America will witness total solar eclipse.
Well, we're not quite to state fair time, but we will be. And as soon as the state fair comes, as you know, the weather changes. And so I'm going to take an early shot for Ryan Plumbing and Heating and remind you that you want to probably get your heating checked before it gets cold. Now, certainly September, October, it really doesn't get cold, but it'll start getting chilly towards the end of September in early October. And when you go to turn on the heat, if you haven't checked the filters, if you haven't done that, if you have an older parent who doesn't do that, call Ryan understand plumbing and heating, because when it comes to keeping all of your systems operating and running right, especially these days at home or business, when you have plumbing or heating problems or air conditioning problems or heating problems, you want reliable service. That means Ryan Plumbing and Heating. Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. After the state fair, we'll start talking about heating checks. Meantime, emergency service in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Online at ryanplumbing.com. Ryan goes back four generations in St. Paul. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. If you have rental properties, if you have an apartment building, if you have a business, call Ryan. They can help you. They can help you improve the efficiency of all these systems, heating systems, AC, and also I mentioned water bills, and I don't want to go into too much detail, but water bills are going up. They can also help you with water bills, because if you have a leak somewhere, it can add up to gallons very quickly. Don't forget, Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Four generations for Ryan in St. Paul. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems. Ryan Plumbing and Heating, ryanplumbing.com. Yeah, just got back from Sturgis, as I was saying earlier, and I was there for the great motorcycle products and accessories company, Ciro 3D. Check them out online at Ciro3D.com. They have a great catalog. You can order the catalog if you want from the website. They are at Sturgis now at the Black Hills Harley dealer. If you're hearing this podcast anytime during that second week of August, you can check out Ciro at Sturgis. They're right there where you park your bikes at the Black Hills Harley dealer, and they've got specials on all kinds of parts, air cleaner covers, foot pegs, device holders, and especially lighting options. Check them out online at Ciro3D.com, Ciro3D.com, or click on the banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcasts.com. But my favorite is Joni Patry, because nothing good can happen, she knows, because of her special system for predictions.
Hi, I'm Joni Patry, and welcome to my YouTube channel. Today I want to talk about the month of August and what we can all expect with this up-and-coming total solar eclipse. This solar eclipse has been feared by many astrologers for a long, long time, because what we're looking at is a total solar eclipse that's eclipse path will be centering across the center middle of the United States. So with that, when we talk about an eclipse path, an eclipse path simply means where the eclipse is most visible on Earth. And traditionally, as astrologers, we believe that wherever the eclipse is most visible, in other words, the eclipse path, that this is where the most havoc, the most upsets, the biggest events will occur. So we're looking at the United States. And traditionally, if you'll go back in history and look at where the eclipse path occurred, those were the places that the most upheaval occurred. So we're looking at a very, very turbulent month. But what happens during this eclipse, which is going to be August 21st, and following that eclipse is where I think where everything falls. This is where we're going to have to pick up the pieces. But in September, expect even more and probably more violent events. But it's almost like the eclipse sets the stage and begins the trouble, the violence, the effects that we're here to deal with. So let me give you further details of what we can expect for this month, since it is going to be an extremely eventful month. So another thing that's very significant we're going to talk about today is Mercury will be retrograde. And Mercury is going to be retrograde close to the solar eclipse. And anytime a planet goes retrograde, it brings up things from the past. And that's exactly what eclipses do, because in the darkness of an eclipse, the light is darkened, because eclipses cause shadows. And in these shadows, information is always revealed. And I believe this is very valuable information. Now, all eyes are in the political world right now. Why? Because this solar eclipse is occurring in Leo. And Leo is the sign of leaders. This eclipse is happening in the nakshatra called Magha. And Magha is the nakshatra of kings. In ancient times, that's what it referred to, kings. So of course today we're looking at leaders and presidents. But with this eclipse, it occurs within a few degrees of the fixed star Regulus, which is the star that is the heart of the lion in the constellation of Leo. Now, this is very reminiscent of kings and leadership throughout the world. You're going to see major upheavals and many things being revealed. But with Mercury retrograde, along with this eclipse, the things that are going to be revealed are things from the past. And we may be looking, all eyes are on President Trump because of all the upheaval and things going on in the news.
So if you listen to this stuff, and many people do, I mean, some of these YouTube videos have tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of downloads in just 3 or 4 months. There are all kinds of conflicting dates, paths, and predictions. One of these astrologers says at some point that the path takes it right across Washington, D.C. That isn't true. They are telling us all these terrible things are going to happen. But does anyone actually check this stuff out? No. And I'm willing to bet that if I took the time, which I will not give them, I'm sure that most of this is just nonsense. One of my favorite quotes from Joni Patry, information is always revealed in the shadows. Really? I thought information was revealed in the light. That's just one of those statements that if you actually think about it in context, it's virtually meaningless. And then she talks about this this astrological aspect known as MAGA. And I thought, oh my God, that was Trump's slogan, make America great again. It's Trump. Which brings me to the religious predictions. Trump is the Antichrist. Trump will usher in the Antichrist, but he's not the Antichrist. Trump. Remember, just a few short months ago, it was Obama, 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 and Obama was the Antichrist. But wait, there's more. On August 8th, for some reason, the Lion's Gate was open. This is something called the Lion's Gate, and our 3D reality that we've been living in for I'm not sure how long now is going to become a 5D reality, which actually I struggle to understand. You know, we live in three dimensions generally. I don't quite understand what 5D actually is, and I don't understand how you could have a shift from 3D to 5D and everything would look the same. It's just bizarre. And these people live in this world where this stuff is viewed as gospel, literally.
The event is coming soon. I greet you in the love and the light of the infinite creator.
The Lion's Gate portal opening, August 8th. Four things you need to know. By conscious reminder. Are you ready for the Lion's Gate? This is what you need to know. By Brandon Richard. Greetings, fellow travelers. The astrological period of the Leo runs from July 23rd to August 22nd. In between those dates lies one extra special day, August 8th. It's the 8th day of the 8th month and it marks the opening of the Lion's Gate. This is important for several reasons. For thousands of years, astrologists have noted that the Lion's Gate opening brings an incredible influx of energy. And it doesn't just apply to Leos, There are benefits for every single one of us to reap during this transitional period.
Or spaceships will be coming during the big eclipse.
Arcturians to show spaceships during upcoming eclipse. While everyone is looking into the sky, perhaps they will see our starships that will fly a bit lower to be more recognizable.
Yeah, there's just loads of comedy from these people spewing this stuff all over the internet and all over YouTube, again, with thousands and thousands of views. Entertaining, unless you get sucked up in it and start believing this stuff. Here's somebody called, she calls herself Pink Bella, but her name is Tracy.
It is Pink Bella. Welcome. Welcome to Pink Bella Aloha Therapy Twin Flame Energy Update. And also, this is an update for all ascending souls and divine partnerships, okay? My name is Pink Bella, also known as Tracy. I'm a Blu-ray, a twin flame, a quantum healer, and I offer sessions for twin flame journeys and also for your personal ascension journey. 12 chakra energy balance, soul empowerment mission, if you're a starseed, light worker, and I recently added sacred geometry, crystal activations to my sessions. I also offer like Akashic record clearing as well, okay?
Now, first and foremost, nobody can predict the future. Anyone who claims to be a prophet, remember, you aren't a true prophet unless you are 100% right. Anything less than that makes you a good guesser, right? But I'm told that as many as 200 million Americans are within a day's drive of the point of totality, or a point of totality, which if you look at a map and you'll see it, it makes sense. And there are all kinds of predictions about traffic jams and crowds and so forth in a Walking Dead situation if something happens. And they are predicting that at the key points of totality, so we're talking about Carbondale, you know, parts of Kentucky and Tennessee, terrible things could happen. So I guess I'll be in the middle of that. And that in itself is going to make it interesting. Now, I'll bet you know somebody who is going to watch the eclipse from some key point, whether it is out on the West Coast, here in the Midwest, or somewhere in the Southeast of the United States. Almost everybody is going. As far as the Lion's Gate, the event, planet Nibiru, this alignment coming up on September 23rd, which is, you know, something else to be worried about. And I will tell you from following these YouTube videos, as soon as this is over with, and all the predictions of the end have been put up there, those videos will be surpassed by new videos which talk about this thing that's going to happen on the 23rd of September and how that's going to usher in this beginning of the end and the Antichrist and everything else. I can't predict the future. You can't predict the future. I'm not going to say it's not going to happen, but I have a feeling that even though now it is a 5D world, it's just going to be the same as it was yesterday. Well, that's your primer for the eclipse, and I'm looking forward to heading out. Please don't forget the donations at thebobdavispodcast.com. Tell you more about that in a second. Don't forget Ryan Plumbing and Heating for emergency service and having your heating checked when it starts to get chilly, which it will in about 35 to 40 to 50 days, right? 651-224-4771 in St. Paul, in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488, online at ryanplumbing.com. And also, let's not forget Alpha Systems. They were the folks that I was at the air show with. Alpha Systems is the company that makes the great Alpha angle of attack indicator. If you're a pilot, the way this works is it has a great state-of-the-art visual display that sits on your plane's dashboard that tells you how much wing, how much lift your wing is producing when you make that final turn to land. And I heard more than one story about people who very nearly lost their lives because they thought they could feel that lift. This tells you exactly how much. It tells you when you're in the safe zone. Check it out, alphasystems.com. Click on the banner at the top of the page, thebobdavispodcasts.com. All right. Appreciate you guys listening to The Bob Davis Podcast right off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. The streaming is great online. You can also download the podcast from the page at thebobdavispodcast.com and listen to it or download it or subscribe to it on iTunes. When you do that, you don't have all those inserted ads, which cause so many problems for people listening on Stitcher and Blog Talk Radio and tuned in. Doesn't happen on iTunes, doesn't happen off the page. So if you want more details on that, just send me an email at, you know, through the page at thebobdavispodcast.com and I will explain it to you. Thanks for listening to podcast 655, The Bob Davis Podcast's Eclipse Panic.
The energies of August 2017 and the Lion's Gate, stellar transmissions, and the beginning of a new creative cycle. Blessings, beloved ones. We welcome now a new energetic month, August, one of the most intense months of all this year.
Sunlight is gonna fade because the moon is throwing shade. Yeah.